From Tibbetts on March 14th, 2011, this is iOS 4.3 now prevents inadvertent in-app purchases by Adam C. Angst. The controversy started last year when parents discovered that password caching in the iTunes app opened the door to small children inadvertently making in-app purchases that could add up to significant money. I wrote about how designer Mark Rhodes' 7-year-old son managed to rack up an almost $200 bill that way in Be Aware of iTunes Password Caching, and more recently, the Washington Post found the story of an 8-year-old who'd worked up a $1,400 bill. After some months of this sort of coverage, Apple received a letter from the Washington State Attorney General's office, the Federal Trade Commission chairman promised to look into the situation, and members of Congress criticized Apple's approach. Glenn Fleischman wrote about some techniques for avoiding the problem in Avoid Unwanted App Store and In-App Purchases, but the real solution was for Apple to require passwords for in-app purchases. With iOS 4.3, Apple has now done exactly what I recommended, adding another password prompt for in-app purchases made within the 15-minute window after entering the main iTunes account password for downloading an app. I tested this by first downloading the free Geared app, which generated a password prompt. I confirmed that my password is still cached by immediately downloading the free Fishies app, the app that with which Mike Rhodes' son had problems. I then went into Fishies and attempted to purchase a chest of pearls. That action generated first an iOS dialog confirming that I wanted to make an in-app purchase, and then it asked yet again for my password, even though I was still within the 15-minute window. To give credit where credit is due, the Fishies app had already implemented its own internal parental controls to prevent access to purchasing aspects of the program. So it appears Apple has finally closed this hole. It's a little too bad it took so long, given the first reports of the problem started appearing 8 months ago and one significant release ago. But it's here now, and for that we can be grateful. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.